It's that time of the week we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today we're joined by General Manager Jason Linnane, although it doesn't sound like him. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, g'day, B. Yeah, do sound a little bit different. Feeling good. Just got a really, really raspy throat and voice. Yeah. And a lot of coughing, mate. But other than that, I'm 100%. And to put up with a different sound for the day.
All right. Well, I don't want to strain your voice, so we won't go into it other than to say great win by Canberra last weekend.
No comment.
There you go. I told you it was going to be a short conversation about that. All right. The emergency expo was on last Saturday. Looked like it was a great day.
Yeah, mate, it was terrific. And a really big shout-out to our local police, our Leo Conjay Schultz, all the guys from the SES, RFS, and all those combat agencies come out and supported us in putting this expo on. It's really, really important. We all know what we've been through over the last 18 months. We all know there's more weather. Bad weather predictions coming forward to us over the next few months. It's really important to do really, really good work in the planning preparedness. And this expo is a good example of that. As I said, over 800 people attended, and a really good opportunity for them to learn more about how emergency management works in Singleton and across New South Wales and start their own planning and preparedness for future events.
Jason, do you think this might become an annual event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great comment, mate. Yes, absolutely. We have done it in the past. COVID bucketed us around in the last couple of years.
Fair to
say. We do have funding for the next 3 years as well. So absolutely want to make it bigger and better.
All right. Speaking of funding, there's some sports grants available.
Yeah, this is our annual program for our sports council. Opened a couple of days ago. We'll go through the 16th and the 9th. So any of our sporting clubs out there have got some ideas about doing some projects and don't quite have the money, give us a call at council. Contact our staff or our website or our customer service centre. Up to 50% of funding for capital projects. But even better than that, we're really keen to work with our sporting community to be a bit more strategic, think longer term about how we need to develop and improve our sporting infrastructure. So if any of our clubs out there want to do some strategic planning works, we'll fund up 100% of those works.
All right.
Because we just really recognise the value of thinking long term.
Well, and I would also like to throw it there, if you'd like to talk about your sport on this radio station, always happy to hear from you. Yeah, it doesn't just have to be the big sports. If there's something out there that you're involved in around the Singleton area, we'd love to hear about it here on 2&M as well.
Yeah, that's great, mate. And sport is such an important part of our cultural fabric up here in the Upper Hunter, isn't it?
For sure.
And you guys do a terrific job. Your Saturday morning show and listen to you guys calling the local footy in the weekend. A real emphasis on, as you said, it doesn't have to be NRL. But real emphasis on that local sport and the important role that it plays in our community.
Absolutely. And we're going to be out at Denman Oval for the preliminary final for Group 21 this weekend too. We'll be broadcasting from midday. Really looking forward to doing that. Beautiful weather is what we're looking forward to. And we're looking forward to springtime as well, mate.
Yeah, spring's nearly upon us. You wouldn't know at the moment. It's that cold. But yeah, spring's nearly upon us. And we all know what that means. That means clean-up time. Our wonderful staff who run our waste management programs have put together a really cool program over the next few months. There's four key parts to it. The first is our mattress muster, which will be on the 3rd of September. We then have our clothing exchange, which is a new initiative. Come and swap clothes at our civic centre. That's going to be on the 10th of September. Our very, very popular tyre drop-off day, 12th of November. And last but not least, our bulky waste cleanup, our annual bulky waste cleanup. It'll start at the end of October and go right through to the end of November as well. So four really, really good programs. It's all about trying to minimise our impact on the environment, trying to minimise how much material we send to landfill and really participating in that circular economy.
Fantastic stuff. Jason, I'm going to let you go so you can rest up that voice and continue cheering on the Raiders as they surge towards the finals, mate.
I'm about to say no comment again, but I can't leave it at that. It was a heartbreaking experience. I thought the Knights played so well for so long.
Yeah.
And to let it slip away the last couple of minutes. It's one of those ones when you're out of luck, you're really out of luck, aren't you?
Well, yeah, the downside is I know my Raiders have only got 40 minutes in them each week, and a bad luck for you guys, it happened to be the second 40.
Yeah, we didn't have enough start, did we?
No, not quite enough. Mate, thank you very much for that. You rest up and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners.